See that the humans remain entertained until the end.
Cool.
Oh, this is my very favorite show. I never miss this one.
Oh, goody.
Welcome to the Pewcast, episode number 50 this week. This is Warren Kelly, your host, bringing you some great independent Christian music that you don't always get to hear on the radio. We're going to kick things off this week with one that you might have heard on the radio if you were listening to the right kind of radio station back about 10, 15 years ago. This is One Bad Pig, featuring a guy that you might recognize.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? And there's a reason for the things that I have on.
I wear the black to pull me down, living in the homeless, hungry side of town.
I wear the black for those who never read or listen to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me?
Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in a streak of light that causes us clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front, there'll be a man in black.
I'm the man in black. That trip left them cold.
Well, the black is molded for the lies that could have been. Each week we lose 105 young men.
Well, there's things that never will be right, I know.
And things be changing everywhere you go. But do we stop to make a move to make a few things right?
You'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd what love to wear a rainbow every day. And tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter.
I'm the man in black.
Yeah. The man in black. The man in black. I'm the man in black.
Yeah.
Clap, clap your hands right now. Stand, stand, stand and take a bow. You're strong, stronger than you.
Permanent Ink from Attaboy, and of course, right before them, One Bad Pig with Johnny Cash singing about a man in black. Show number 50. Oh my goodness. Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thought that I'd have stuck with this beyond show 2, much less get all the way up to 50 shows? And yeah, it's taken me a little while, but I'm here, and I'm looking forward to another 50, actually. But and for those of you who have been with me the whole time, I was sorely tempted to pull out show number 1 and do another Later Aid commercial, but a moment of sanity struck, and I decided, no, I'm not going to do that again. There's a reason that I stopped, and there's no need to start up again. Coming up, we've got Covenant with Broadgate here on the PewCast. We'll be right back.
dark with lies, try to make it on a sky. Image taken in control. The better you look, the more you know. Every day we lose more sight. What is wrong and what is right? It's time to fight.
That was Last Day with a song called It's Time. And Last Day is one of many bands that I've almost actually gotten to see live. And you know how people in Last FM set up a tag that says, bands I've seen live. I'm going to set up a tag that says, bands I've almost seen live. And they'll be on it. But anyway, scripture reading this week is Psalm number 42. Psalm number 42, to the choir master, a maschil of the sons of Korah. And normally I don't read that part, but it's interesting here because it's the beginning of book 2 of the Psalms. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God, with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me, therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls the deep. At the roar of your waterfalls, all your breakers and your waves have gone over me. By day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the opposition of the enemy, as with a deadly wound in my bones? My adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. This is another psalm where David's encouraging us, no matter what happens, no matter how bad things get, God's with you. So we need to praise him. We need to show our faithfulness, even to the people that are opposing us, when they say, where is your God? Show them that your faith is not shaken. Show them that you believe in a God that is powerful.
Hello?
Get a shout line!
What's a shout line?
It's a fresh and clean approach to social networking. Design your own personal profile page with unlimited photo space. Make it your style. Then connect with your friends or meet new faces through blogging, comments, message boards, and chat lines. Check out the latest music and artists or promote your own band. Shout Life is also a place where independent or professional authors and comedians can connect, as well as businesses, organizations, and special events. Check it out at shoutlife.com.
I've had a Shout Life page for a little while now, so if you sign up at Shout Life, look for the Pewcast and be my friend. I like friends. Coming up, we've got Mending Point, a song that I was going to play last week and goofed. Sorry, guys. Mending Point, this is Dialogue.
Ever since I saw your smile wash away, I cannot forget.
Drive.
Falling Thorns, right there with question marks and turn signals. A couple of real quick announcements I wanted to make you guys aware. I use, as you may have noticed, if you've been listening to the show for any time at all, you notice I use the ESV when I'm reading the Psalms, and that's become pretty much my go-to study Bible. Right now, Westminster Bookstore is having a huge sale on their ESVs. All of their ESV Bibles are 45% off. Now, that is a killer deal. For my birthday, I picked up the ESV Literary Study Bible. A regular $50, saw it in many, many bookstores for $50, found it in a bookstore for $35 and was going to grab it, and found it online at Westminster Books for $27.49 and $5 shipping. So I paid about the same as I would have if I'd have gotten it for $35, but I like supporting online Christian booksellers. Call me goofy, it's just me. But I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Take advantage of this, because there are some great study resources that they've got available in ESV. They've got journaling Bibles. They've got the Literary Study Bible, which is awesome. They've got the Reformation Study Bible. I could go on and on and on and on and on, but I won't. You're welcome. So, but check that out. Like I said, I have a link to it in the show notes. Head over there and take advantage of this, because it's a whole lot better deal than you're going to find just about anywhere else. Also, regarding Shout Life, I've also got MySpace, and I've got Last.fm, and now I have Twitter. Yes, I have succumbed, and I have Twitter, and the link to my Twitter page will be in the show notes as well. So if you're on Twitter, follow me, and I will make you Twitters of men. Remnant Tribe with a song called Concrete off of the Miracle EP. And coming up, we've got an old favorite that I haven't played in a while, and I have a list that is supposed to help me keep track, and I haven't been using it very well. So this one kind of fell through the cracks. But this is Salient with a song called Immortalize Me.
Kamikaze watching everything go up in flames. I point my finger, but I wind up taking all the blame. Forgotten country, what would I sacrifice? For love of money, pay the ultimate price. There's no refund for the gun, but a state of grace. Now, now.
Going to just about wrap up the show for this time, and I want to take a moment to thank each and every one of you for sticking with me. A lot of you have been with the show since show one or show two, and you stuck with me even though I had some technical problems, even though I went on hiatus for a long time. You wondered if the show was ever going to show up again, and I just wanted to say that I really do appreciate it. Also, I want to get some feedback. The shows have been running a little longer than a half hour, and I don't know if that's okay with you guys. Does it matter that I run 38 to 40 minutes per show? Do you want to go back to half an hour? Would you like an hour? I don't know if I'd have time to record an hour, but I could probably find it if you guys want to listen to me for an hour. But leave me some feedback. Either go to the website and click on a comment for this episode. pewpodcast.podomatic.com is the place to go do that, or please send me an email, pewpodcast@gmail.com. I'm working on getting a new voicemail line. The My Chingo does not seem to be working anymore for some reason. I can't figure out why. But anyway, go there and do that, and let me know what you think, and we'll go from there. We're going to close the show out with probably my favorite band that I've played on the PewCast. The very first show, and I know. Three Chord Wonder. This is Jesus Rock Show. See you next time.
Went to the Jesus Rock Show with this kid that I know. Something missing in my life. Dancing with the other fans, rocking out with the bands. All they said all night was please.
go buy our merchandise. I went to the Jesus Rock Show. What did I find? Nothing at all. I went to the Jesus Rock Show. What was the point? I'd like to know. I went to the Jesus Rock Show with my brother. Competition is what sells every band for themselves. An argument broke out between a couple of bands we'd seen. They almost had a fight they would have on another night. I went to the Jesus Rock Show. What did I find? Nothing at all. I went to the Jesus Rock Show. What was the point? I'd like to know. They gave me a free t-shirt when what I really wanted was to be set free. They sang some songs about their lovers, but I'm still leaving feeling like no one loves me. Is anybody listening? 'Cause all I feel like is a nobody nowhere. I went to the Jesus Rock Show. Was Jesus really there? Like it or not, kids like me watch your life, your words, and your wealth, yeah. Like it or not, it's part of the job. Bury the truth and you bury yourself. Why do you talk in circles? I have no idea what you're trying to say. Forget about the others. Didn't your master leave the 99 for me? There's something that you're hiding, and you not telling me is totally unfair. I went to the Jesus Rock Show. Was Jesus really there?
View from the Pew Radio is covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 3.0 license. All scripture in the Pewcast is taken from the English Standard Version. Copyright 2001 by Crossway Bibles, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Text provided by the Crossway Bibles web service. Link provided in the show notes at pewpodcast.podomatic.com. Feedback is appreciated either in the comments at the website or through email at pewpodcast@gmail.com.